Good Tuesday morning. I'm Jake Sherman, and welcome to your Political Playbook audio briefing sponsored by BP. House Democrats will unveil articles of impeachment today, recommending to remove the president from office for obstructing Congress and abusing his power. At the same time, Democrats are going to also announce that the USMCA, the trade deal the Trump administration has pegged as its top legislative priority, will be wrapped up. In other words, House Democrats will seek to remove the president from office and at the same time deliver him his biggest legislative victory since the 2017 tax bill. They'll attempt to check both of those boxes in the 12 days before the end of the year. There's been some hand-wringing on the left about this. Paul Krugman used his Twitter thread to say, in part, it's basically no change from NAFTA as is, but Trump will claim it as a triumph. Why give him that? Dan Pfeiffer, the former Obama aide and current Pod Save America host, said, giving Trump bipartisan cover on one of his biggest political vulnerabilities and preventing a potential Democratic president from negotiating a better, more worker-friendly deal in 15 months makes absolutely no political or substantive sense to me. Chris Hayes put it this way. Nothing more perfectly embodies the Democratic Party than announcing articles of impeachment and a huge deal with the president on his single biggest priority on the same day. In 1 week, we are likely to see the House impeach Trump, clear USMCA, and fund the government. We said a few months ago that impeachment, in a weird way, made a trade deal more likely. It created an incentive for Democrats to work with Trump on something. And here we are about to see USMCA sail through Congress with support from the Trump administration, labor, and congressional Republicans and Democrats. We expect it to clear with big margins. The Christmas detente, Burgess Everett reports that the Senate is likely to take the holidays off before impeaching Trump. Now time for some reported and informed speculation. One of the big questions bouncing around Washington is who will Democrats tap to serve as the impeachment managers once the Senate trial opens in January? This is an extremely high-profile assignment for a Democratic lawmaker. Whoever's chosen will be etched into history as being part of a team that argued for the removal of Trump from office. Not to mention the trial will be broadcast live on all the networks and cables. First of all, the Democratic leadership uniformly told us the speculation was unimportant and putting the cart before the horse. Maybe so, but Democrats are intensely interested in this decision. There are a few big questions that factor in here. Some Democrats have wondered if a staff counsel, aka Daniel Goldman, will be permitted to argue the case on the floor. We doubt it, but that would be interesting. So that brings us to who would be well suited to argue the case. Everybody who managed Clinton's impeachment had a law degree. Who the managers will be and how many there will be is up to one person, Nancy Pelosi. Let's assume Schiff is a no-brainer. Eric Swalwell would also make sense given he was a prosecutor and is on intel and judiciary. There's a lot of buzz about Pramila Jayapal, who's not an attorney. Hakeem Jeffries is an attorney and a member of leadership. No one has been more forceful about impeachment than Jamie Raskin, who has a law degree from Harvard. On the intel committee, there's a well of talent. Terry Sewell's an attorney, as is Jackie Speier. Republicans don't have the same opportunity because presumably the president will be represented by his attorneys. But this White House is certainly not conventional. Could they add Jim Jordan, an attorney but not barred, to the defense team? How about John Ratcliffe, who's a former U.S. attorney and seems to delight in the type of verbal sparring that keeps Trump world happy? This is new. Doubling Down, the American Action Network, is putting another $1.5 million on TV, criticizing House Democrats for supporting impeachment. This is in addition to the $7 million AAN buy we wrote about a few weeks ago. President's Tuesday. The president will meet with Russian Foreign Minister Sergey Lavrov at 2:30 in the Oval Office. At 5 p.m., he'll leave for Hershey, Pennsylvania, where he'll speak at a political rally. He's expected back at the White House tonight. Subscribe to Playbook at politico.com/playbook.